Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
So I'm at the Met Cave with Mechanism, and I'll have you introduce yourself. We'll start right here and we'll go around the...
Hi, my name is Tony DeLisio, lead guitar.
Thank you.
Ryan Renfield, guitar and vocals.
Bob Angelo, bass and vocals.
Manny Rojas, keyboards.
And Rene Monjaras, drums.
Rene.
You got that pretty little roll.
So. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's a very nice accent.
Very nice accent.
Thank you.
So, how long have you guys been together?
I believe we just had we're about on our 8th year birthday. We've had some personnel changes over the years, but we just crossed the 8-year threshold since Mechanism began.
Wow. And so I'll ask you, how long have you been playing guitar, Tony? We'll start with you and keep going.
Since, like, the Jurassic era.
Yeah. Can you name some of the bands you've been in?
Back in the day, I used to be in a band called Gypsy Rose, and I was in a band called Fantasia and Primal Order, and a band called Man, Myth, and Magic in Reno, and most recently, Mechanism.
The past how long?
Well, actually, I'd quit playing music altogether for about 14 years, and I moved back up to Washington, and me and Ryan got together and hung out, and he convinced me how stupid it was that I wasn't playing music and got me to come over and get loud with some dudes, and I was like, damn, this is so fun. And boom, we were off to the races. I think like 2 weeks later, we booked a show. We were in the studio recording our first EP about, what, a month or two later?
Yeah, about 2 months in, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
pretty
how cool. About you, Ryan?
I've been playing and singing most of my life. I kind of grew up in a church kind of atmosphere, so I was kind of writing songs and singing along in church and stuff like that from a young age, from like probably 11 or 12. So, and I got pretty serious about guitar actually when I met Tony when I was like 16, 17 years old, and started getting into learning like a little bit more theory and things like that, and then expanded from there.
How many bands we might know?
Oh yeah, a lot of old bands in the area of, or actually right around 1991, 92, I was in a band called Mojo Hand. That was really just kind of a culmination of prior bands and prior people that we were jamming with from before that.
Right.
In a band called Original Sin and Naked Zoo, two other bands actually.
Cool.
So, and that band kind of became Mojo Hand. And then after that, I moved down to Sacramento and then to Reno, where I started a band called Delta 9.
Cool.
And we were probably one of the bigger metal bands in that area, but there wasn't much of a scene there, really, so it was kind of lame. But, yeah, that's pretty much my history in short.
Bobby?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was about 16. Oh, you know, I kind of did it for the free beer and to get into the Grange parties and the keggers. And then after that, I kind of realized I kind of wanted to pursue that instead of going to the military. But so I did a lot of cover type stuff at the time because that was what was paying the bills. And I was in a band called Stripes. Steve Fossen was one of the bass players that was in that band before me. And then, let's see, after that, there was a whole bunch of them. But as far as the original scene, when the 90s came around, there was a band called Bucket, and I think Ryan's band actually opened up for us. I don't think he remembers that, but, yeah.
No, I do remember that, actually. Yeah. It was at the Milton Clubhouse.
Was that where it
yeah,
was? Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was the Red Rope. But, yeah, so that was that. And then I kind of got out of it like Tony. I kind of got disenchanted with the whole scene, and it just was not fun, and I got in this to have a good time. So then I kind of came out of retirement, and the story... with that was I was doing another band kind of on weekends, and I kind of left that band, and about 2 weeks later I'm bar hopping, making the rounds, and I see Tony and Ryan sitting outside, and you know, after the Facebook, I've never met these guys, I saw the pictures, go, hey, you're Tony DeLisio, aren't you? He goes, yeah, I'm Tony, you know. And we walked in, there's this band playing some from South America. Anyway,
so,
yeah, so, and they were killer, by the way. But we walked in there and we started talking rock and roll and telling jokes and getting drunk and just had a blast. And I thought, well, that was pretty cool. And I hadn't heard from Tony for about 6 months, and not that I expected to. We were just kind of talked. And I get a phone call out of the blue, and he goes, hey, man, what are you doing? And I goes, well, nothing. He goes, yeah, well, you know, hey, we're looking for a bass player. You want to come and try out? And I came out, and I really dug the material, and yeah, it was sold. And that's what brought me to Mechanism.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Manny?
Yeah, same here. Started playing around, I believe, 16, and kind of just got pretty hardcore into the metal scene, which it was really hard to find keyboard players in metal. So, but there was a few. But then I just started playing in every type of band you can imagine, everything from jazz band to can't even top 40 bands and all kinds of different bands. And after about 10 years, kind of burned out on that, the whole scene as well. Back in Arizona, I was in a band called Prophecy. That's probably the bigger band I was in, and then another band called Platypus. Then I stopped playing as well for about 10 years, and moved up here to Seattle, and little by little, through some friends, just started playing again, jamming, and then formed a band called Catatone, then which Renee joined about a year later, I believe. And we did that for a while, for about 2 or 3 years, and then our guitar player decided he was going to move out, and then so the same day that guitar player told us that he was moving out, or moving to a different state, I called Tony, and I go, "Hey, Tony, any chance you guys are looking for a keyboard player?" And he's like, "Well, as a matter of fact, would you come down tomorrow night?" And that was it. I was in. No audition, no nothing. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. So.
It adds a lot, too.
Thanks.
Very cool.
And yeah, I've been playing since I was 16. I started learning to play. I'm originally from El Salvador. Yeah, I didn't have a drum set back in the day. So I remember a friend at school had one, and I was begging him, "Dude, can you let me borrow your set?" And he's like, "Oh, sure." He's like, "Really? Well, that was easy. Okay." So I don't think he meant it, but I just kept bugging him until he let me borrow it. And I took it home, and I started playing, and the neighbors came over. And they're like, "Oh no, I just had a baby. You gotta, you know, keep it quiet." So I had this routine that I will take it to a park, and I will go there and, trying to practice or whatever, just to learn. Until then, they send the police because I was doing way too much noise. So I did that for a week or so. That was like my first experience with the drums. And then eventually, after I graduated from high school, I gathered some money, bought my first drum set. No cymbals, no hardware. Just drums. That was it. The pedal for the bass drum was cut in half. Just really crappy. But I was really happy. I had my drum set or half a drum set or whatever, and kept practicing until my mom decided we were gonna move over here. So I sold my drums, and I kind of stopped playing for a little bit. And then I really wanted to keep playing, so I kept air drumming all the time. My neighbors saw that, so they pitched in and they bought me a drum set.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I restarted to learn. I was very influenced by bands like Metallica or Megadeth back in the day. But I got into the progressive scene a little bit. I remember back home, somebody showed me this Dream Theater stuff and about this drummer and double pedal and stuff like that. So I remember that I didn't speak English. The whole video was in English, but it's like, "Oh yeah, that dude." So I went to get the video, and I started practicing. So I looked up myself in a garage for 3 years, just practicing and playing, and eventually I decided to, we'll see what happens. So in about 2006, I came out of the garage. and then looking for people, and I joined a few local bands. I think my first band is called Three Del Horse. It's a Mexican punk ska reggae band.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're playing around, and I joined some other projects. SOS, we did a little tribute band called Callejero, which is where I started playing with Manny. And eventually I got into Catatone. And pretty much, yeah. And also because of that, I ended up getting a Mechanism as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah. We'll be right back.
jobs?
Yep, we all have day jobs. I'm a web designer and a graphic designer and stuff, and I do all like the graphics for the band and stuff, which is nice because that stuff's real expensive, so it's kind of cool to be able to do that stuff.
And I actually happen to work in a print shop, so I can print all the lovely graphics Tony creates. And
awesome.
We do a number of different materials and stuff too, so we actually cater to a lot of bands for banners and signs and things like that as well.
Is it local?
Yeah, it is. It's actually in Tacoma. It's Andro Graphics.
Okay, and Tony, you're local too?
I'm local too, yeah. I work at home, just do freelance stuff, so awesome. That's kind of nice to be able to, have the freedom to work when I want and play guitar when I want and all that good stuff.
Okay. Awesome. I'm a union carpenter. I get to break stuff for a living, and then I get to build it back up again, and I get to hit things with hammers and use power tools and drive trucks and drink beer.
And drink beer. Lots of beer.
And I work at Costco down in Seattle, awesome. 4th Avenue. Yeah. Yeah. I run the very first car wash they ever decided to build, and still running it. So.
And a Costco, huh?
Yes.
Very cool.
I'm in a moving company. I'm a driver over in Redmond.
Well,
I don't break stuff. I'm supposed to take care of them.
Awesome. So, what's our next show coming up?
Next show is September 26th. We're going down to Portland to play at the Hawthorne Theater with a band called Maiden Northwest. And they're a really super badass Iron Maiden tribute band. And I think most of everybody in the band is a big Iron Maiden fan.
Oh, yes.
And was pretty influential on some of us in our early years. But these guys do it right. They have Eddie, and it's all very theatrical, and it's going to be an awesome show. And they always pull a huge crowd down there, so it's going to be a big, sold-out, packed show. It's going to be awesome. We're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then after that?
After that, we're playing on Halloween at Studio 7 with Sanctuary, who's coming off their U.S. tour. Sanctuary is one of the metal bands that came out of the greater Seattle area in the late 80s, and they were signed on CBS Records, and they've done all kinds of world tours. So those guys and Metal Church and Queensryche are probably the three biggest metal bands to come out of Washington.
Yeah, their first CD was actually produced by Dave Mustaine, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
He discovered them.
Yeah, I remember them.
So that's going to be very cool. That's on Halloween, and we're also playing with Darklight, Disciples of Dissent, and The People Now. So we're all really looking forward to that one. And I think after that, we're going to kind of just shut down for the holiday season and wrap up the last couple songs we need to get going and start tracking our new record.
Behind the walls of stone.
records out now?
We've got a 6-song EP that's just self-titled, that's got just 6 tunes on it, and then we've got a full-length album called Shadows and Dust, so just those two are out right now, and then we're working on the third one right now.
So if I wanted to get your music, where would I go?
You'd go to our website. It's mechanismweb.com. So mechanism is spelled just like mechanism, no weird extra letters or anything. M-E-C-H-A-N-I-S-M. And then web, W-E-B.com. Cool. Cool.
Anything local? I mean, just find you guys too?
Nope, we aren't available in stores of any sort or anything like that. It's all electronic. Okay. You can get our CDs at our shows.
Right.
So we always have CDs at shows and shirts and all the regular other kind of merchandise, stickers and all that good stuff. But we are not, we're an unsigned band, so we're not distributed at like Best Buy or any of that kind of good stuff, you know.
So what's your favorite song to play?
I think my favorite song currently is A Better Way, which is one of the new ones that's going on the new album.
Cool.
And I really like the way that flows. And that was really the first song we wrote with a keyboard player. We'd been a band for, 4 or 5 years before Manny got in the band. And so we used to use some sound effects and some different kind of stuff. But when Manny got in the band, I mean, that just gives us a whole other dimension to work with. So I really feel like that was kind of the first song of the real true mechanism with
us. That was the next
step
in the evolution, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? What's your favorite song, Ryan?
Right now, at this moment in time, probably a toss-up between one of our new ones, Nibiru, and Archons.
Okay.
They're just both really cool, new, and interesting, and we haven't played them 1,000 times yet,
yeah.
So...
different. All right, Bobby, what about you?
Oh, you know, I like them all. I mean, I have my favorites. It depends on the night, but, you know, there's certain ones that really get me kind of psyched on stage and kind of watching the audience. I think Illuminati is one of them. It's one of our older tunes. And, you know, the new stuff, all of it I'm loving. So, you know, I've got a lot of favorites. I guess I can't really single that out to one. So.
What about you guys?
Probably the same. I mean, as far as probably the newer stuff, like Tony said, A Better Way and Bureau. Also, Archons is right now. It's really fun. For me personally, it's really fun to play. But
yeah,
it's super high energy.
Yeah.
What's your favorite for the drums?
I like Archons too. Really like that one. And I like Psycho. It's a cool song.
Yeah.
Psycho's a cool song.
You see, there's a bunch of favorites.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, Psycho was actually the very first Mechanism song with all of us as a unit. Like that we put together, or that me and Ryan actually wrote together.
Right, and that was kind of the song that was kind of the spawn of Mechanism, if you will, like the very beginning of it, because that everything started based off that song. Huh. And Tony had already recorded it with Saul, who was a former drummer for Mechanism at one point, but years before that, they recorded that together, and Tony gave me the recording. He's like, man, some singer down in wherever tried to do this, and he sucked, man. See what you can do.
Down in San Diego.
Wow.
So, yeah, and Ryan brought it back, and Ryan I had only known as a guitar player. He was not a lead vocal. Well, I think he'd done some stuff, right? But
yeah.
He's like, let me try and sing on that. And I'm like, okay, go knock yourself out, bro. And he brings it back. I was like, holy shit, this is freaking awesome. All right, we're doing this.
Let's start a band, dude.
To change it.
who writes the songs?
Well, most of the material, the recorded material, has been primarily written by Ryan and I. But this new phase of stuff, everybody's got their hand in it.
Awesome.
Bobby's got a really cool new song called The Enemy Within that's really, really cool, which is one of the ones you heard that we...
Yep, you heard it
before anybody has.
Yeah, I liked it.
Get waited for it, America. We'll play that shit.
I liked it.
Yeah, anybody else?
Well, I think you kind of said it. We're all sort of, now the chemistry's all there, you know. We've been playing together for a while, so things are gelling a lot easier. They just, you know, you can't force those things. They happen, and when they happen, it's really cool. So we're at that phase.
Yeah,
like a lot of times, like me or Ryan, we both have home studios, so we'll rough out some ideas, but then we bring them into the band room, and everybody puts in their two cents, and then the songs really become Mechanism songs versus just... It's kind of the seed becomes the tree, as it were.
Right.
So, like a better way, I had pretty well worked out, but then Manny came up with this really beautiful piano part in the middle of it that completely changed the dynamic of the song, so it wouldn't have been near as cool without everybody's input.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. So, any advice for other bands? Anybody?
Quit. Just kidding.
No.
I'm just playing. That's just a joke. I had to say it.
Well, I mean, if, you know, a lot of people are drawn to the music industry or to playing music because they think it's just a fun party, but the bottom line is it's a lot of work. So if you want to do this, be prepared to work really hard. And just keep in mind, when you're on the road, you're working 24 hours a day. Everybody in the normal world used to go into a job and punch in a time clock. If you go out on the road for 3 weeks, you're at work for 3 weeks. So just be prepared to work hard, and yeah, there's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of times people are not treating you so well, and just be prepared for that. Market yourself. If you're gonna, you know, you could be the best band in the world, or to use an analogy, you could invent a new motor that runs your car on tap water, but if the world doesn't know about it, then the world doesn't know about it. So you really have to spend your time and energy getting the word out and cultivating your fan base and getting to know people, and always treat your fans right, man. I mean, without them, what's the point? You might as well stay in your bedroom. So you show them appreciation and show them love. I think that's really important. That's my two cents anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I said it better myself. Yeah, shit.
Yeah. Are you guys going to go on tour? Have you been on tour?
There's been a variety of tour offers and things being discussed. We've been offered, unfortunately, in this stage of the game with the music industry, because of all the music piracy and all that stuff, to get on the road with a bigger band. Like, for instance, we got offered to go out on the road with Hell Yeah and with Yngwie Malmsteen and Death Angel. All of those bands, though, in order to do the tour, it was like $20,000 or $30,000, and that's $20,000 or $30,000 that you're spending up front. That doesn't include a tour bus, it doesn't include food, it doesn't include gas, it doesn't include anything. Just to do the tour, you're paying that kind of money. So it makes it very difficult for a band that's unsigned like us, that just doesn't have the resources to, like, okay, here's $30,000, and then plus we got our own tour bus and we're gonna go do blah 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 blah. It's very difficult to do that. There's a lot of bands that just put a bunch of dudes in a U-Haul and just drive around and play for six people. We aren't interested in that. We'd rather hold off and do it right when we're doing it. So we're closer than we've ever been, and what we've been doing is building up our reputation in some of these different markets, going down to Portland, going over to Spokane. We'll be hitting Boise soon, and we're going to pretty soon be able to, once we have our own fan base developed, we'll be able to do basically an arena tour of our own where we're playing and we're known and we actually have people coming out. We really don't give a crap about just saying, oh, we went on tour. I mean, so what? You know, it's like, I'm not really if I'm going to have to be away from my wife and my family and all that, it needs to mean something. It needs to be a step up for the band. And I think everybody here feels kind of the same way.
Yeah, definitely.
Makes sense.
Yeah, why play for six people when you can play for 600 or more?
Right. Yeah, no, makes sense. All right. Let's see. What else we got? We got our new album. What's the name of the new album?
Have you guys discussed it?
Tony had a really good title.
I was coming up with Mourning the Fate of the World.
Which I like, actually, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's actually good.
Which, you know, a lot of... We don't tend to write songs about getting a beer out of the fridge and whatever. We write songs about either, like, stories or things that we consider meaningful or... you know, sometimes it's like conspiracy theory or video games even. We have songs about video games. We have songs about supporting the troops and getting them fired up to go kick some ass to keep us also. Hey, troops out there, we love you. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and Mechanism loves you all. So we have songs about all that kind of different stuff, but the world's getting pretty messed up, and so, I don't know, mourning the fate of the world kind of says it all. So this next album will have a fair amount of material that covers some of that different stuff.
A little dark, but still interesting and fun at the same time.
But relevant.
And
yeah,
very relevant.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Anything else? You guys got anything for me you want to tell me?
Hit us up on Facebook. If you go to our website, once again, mechanismweb.com, right on the homepage, it's got links to each of our individual Facebook pages. We really love our fans, and we love interacting with people, so we would, if you're interested in the band and you like our music, get to know us, because we want to get to know you.
You guys have some amazing merchandise. You do.
Oh, thank
really
you very
cool
much.
Stuff. Really, really cool stuff.
So yeah, we're really lucky. We've got a wonderful artist named Priscilla Watts that does all kinds of really neat jewelry for us, and belt buckles, and belts, and cigarette cases, and different rings, necklaces, which we call necklaces. Of course, we have a whole wide variety of T-shirts and all sorts of different stuff. And yeah, going back to that marketing thing, we're all about branding. We have all these big stickers. In fact, I think we're coming up on about 30 people have Mechanism tattoos. So when somebody's willing to put a mark on them for life like that,
yeah,
it really says a lot. And that's the kind of love and dedication that we want to give back to our fans. When they're willing to do something like that, we're willing to bust our ass. When we go on stage, we give 100% every single time, and we're more than happy to hang out with people afterwards and have a good time with them.
Yeah, you know, and on that too, and I've said this before, but you know, if people come out, don't be hesitant to come up and say hello. You know, we may not always remember the names and faces or put them together, but we're always happy to see them and chat for a while. So, you know, we're not untouchable like some bands. Actually, that's a big part of it for me, and I think the rest of these guys is, you know, when we get off stage, we get to hang out with the people, become one of the fans, watch the other bands, and, you know, just
chat
with
people.
That's
the fun part of the night right there, man. Yeah. The work is done. Now it's time to relax and chill with people, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely the fun
part. And I think a really neat thing that our band had kind of has facilitated is just a really neat community. Like, Mechanism fans really are like a big tribe or a family. So somebody, and this has happened on numerous occasions, somebody can move here from out of the state, not know anybody. They come to a Mechanism show, everyone's very welcomed and embraced and loved, and they walk out of there with 50 new friends, and they don't feel like a stranger anymore. They feel like they're part of something, and that just keeps growing and growing, and we are very encouraging of that and do everything we can to facilitate that.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us
thank
on,
you.
Kathy. You rock.
Cheers.
You guys rock.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OliCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.